Welcome back to Bad Podcast.
Beam and Dad Podcast.
Just boys talk. So it's been a while since our last podcast. It's about a month.
Yeah.
And today we are going to talk about goals.
Yeah.
This is a topic that I chose. Okay.
Goals and ideas. That's what they said.
Yeah. Okay. So, talking about goals, every one of us, we more or less have goals, right?
Yeah.
So in life, for example, what do you want to be when you grow up? That's a goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much do probably in office, right? How much profit are we targeting to get this year?
Well,
that's
actually
a goal.
Well, actually, I'm when I'm going to college,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually trying to search for a part-time job with at least, okay, at least, I don't know, 15 to 50 bucks a month.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't think that's a big amount of money, because in 2020, it could be considered as quite enough. But when you're grown up, when you're in college, it probably just it valued probably like $1 or $2 today.
Yeah. Well,
so anyway, that's not the goal that we are going to talk about.
Oh.
Yeah, you are saying that you want to have extra money.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
Cause like I need it for my food, my needs, and to keep my school going.
You're off topic, man. You're off topic. I will stay in topic, okay? Let's stay in topic, which is goals. So in school now, you're working hard, doing your homework, doing your assignments. For what? What do you do it for?
For my education.
For your education, that's one. For your grades, and you have goals that you are going to get good grades, something like that, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, okay, let's talk about what is your goal in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have anything specific that you want to, that you set for your goal? Goal that you want to set?
I actually want to have better grades for my goals than last year.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
What
grade do you want to achieve this year?
I want to achieve my...
What did you get last year, and what do you want to get this year?
What I got last year was, I think my wait, if it when it was my third grade, I got my bike, my new bike. The fourth grade.
No. I'm talking about grades, not what you get.
I got 100 in English and probably a 90 on math, I think.
So what's your goal?
I'm planning to improve them.
You can't improve 100, boy.
No, I'm trying to keep that streak going.
Okay. And then you want to improve?
My math.
From
90 to a full 100.
Okay. So that means you have to do better in math. Okay, so a goal is something that we will achieve, right? We hope that we achieve. So how do we get there? How do we achieve that goal? What do you think?
What I do is I learn and I practice what I just learned, so I can remember that and keep that. So
Okay, now getting 100, a full score, mm-hmm. is not something that you do it lightly, right? You have mm-hmm. to do it seriously.
Yeah, you have to work hard for it.
Okay, so how hard are you going to, are you willing to work to get 100?
As hard as I can.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of quantity, mm-hmm. how many hours a day are you going to use to work on your math?
Well, at least maximum is 3 hours.
Okay, you know what?
The least is 30 minutes.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
For world champ
mm-hmm.
and a national champ
mm-hmm.
and then just your community champ, it has it must have differences, right?
Mm-hmm.
They work out differently. The one is only for the only one, like in RT, you know.
Oh, the community.
Yeah, only the community.
Group.
Out of the community, he doesn't win. Why? Well, he only that good. He's only that good. Right? Not very good. Now we're talking about the national champ, for example, in sport or karate or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he is the best in the national, in the nation, right? Mm-hmm. And talk about the world champ, he's the best in all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it must have been the they work or they practice differently. Probably the one that on the community, he only works hard like an hour a day, or probably he practices like 3 days a week or 2 days a week. Meanwhile, the world champ, he practices like 8 hours a day. Okay.
That's a lot of work.
That's right. So if you want to be the best at the best of the best of the best of the best, right? If you want to be the best of the best, you gotta invest your time in reaching your goal, right? And you have to have strategy to get there.
Yeah.
So you don't only work hard.
And you don't cheat.
Yeah, that's right. You not only work hard, but you have to work smart. So
I was hoping that would rhyme in my mind.
Yeah, it is. It is rhyming, kind of rhyming.
Kinda.
Okay. Now, if you work smart, probably that would be enough, but probably not. You have to learn from the best. Okay, now let me repeat. The first one is work hard. Okay, number two, you have to work smart. So not only hard, but you work smart. The third one is you have to learn from the best. Okay, because only the best knows how to be the best. Right? Makes
yeah.
sense, isn't it?
Sense.
Okay.
I was hoping no.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay. That's the tips for today. Okay?
Yeah, the tips and tricks.
Mm-hmm. Boys and girls, wherever you are, if you want to be the best, you got to work hard. You should invest your time, invest your energy on reaching your goal. A goal is where we are heading, right? We don't
yeah.
go sideways. If we're heading north, if we are heading north, go
don't,
north.
Yeah, don't go south or anything.
That's right.
If you go south, you'll only go further from your goal.
That's right.
Which we don't want.
So if you want to be the best in math. If you want to score 100 in math,
then I gotta work hard.
Yeah, in math.
Yeah.
You don't work hard in other things.
Yeah, like
Physical education or something like that.
Yeah.
It's different, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
PE so you have to focus. Is not math.
So you have to focus. Mm-hmm. Okay, focus.
Math is math. It's not anything else.
Yeah, well, that's the basic of it.
Yeah.
You don't have to repeat it, okay? Okay, I hope you know what you want, because that is that's something that's important.
Yeah, that's
you gotta
important.
Know what you want. You have to know your goal.
You have to,
and you have to know how to get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope you learned something from this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're wanting to do more, you can just visit our Facebook page and actually give us a suggestion on what mm-hmm. we should do on our podcast on probably tomorrow or next week.
Mm-hmm.
But till then, see ya. Bad Podcast out.
Okay, good night.
Good night, goodbye.